Our next report comes from just north of Duluth at the North Shore Community School.
Hello from North Shore Community School on the north shore of Lake Superior. This is a phonology report for the week of April 27th. My name is Beatrice and I'm your phonologist for this week. White-throated sparrows are singing their songs since the 27th. We found the crowns of ostrich ferns on the nature trail by Schmidt Creek. Soon, their fiddle heads will be out. On Friday, Ms. TG's class looked for spring flowers blooming but not see any. Elena also found some wild onions called ramp in her woods. The winter weather does not want to quit. On Monday the 29th, our area was under a winter storm warning until 7 p.m. The morning started out rainy but then changed to snow and was actually sticking to the ground. 1 to 3 inches were predicted, but we only had a dusting and it melted quickly. Friday the 3rd of May was warm and everyone is enjoying being outside. The baby bunnies Azalea found last week are twice the size they were before. They have also opened their eyes and have brown fur. Little birds can be found everywhere in Davin's yard. The wood frogs are still busy chirping by the pond. Davin saw 2 mosquitoes in his house. Outside, Signe spotted a bright red mite that was only about 1 millimeter long crawling on a rotten log. Isaac saw some water striders swimming in a small pond. Sixth grade also saw some mosquito larvae in the pond. Isaac saw 3-tailed mayfly larvae in the pond. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you, Beatrice. Nice report from the North Shore. White-throated sparrows, leeks, snow on the 29th, and bunnies are growing. They found a nest of bunnies, and when you find a nest of rabbits, you know that they're rabbits and not hares, because the hares don't bother. They just are precocial, and when they hit the ground, they're ready to rock. So.